Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
Victor hits it high, hits it deep. He hits it up on the train tracks. Train number 17 has just left Union Station, 2-0 Astros.
Oh, give me that Caratini with a twist.
He did do it. I didn't think he did that, Blum, on that one.
His little catchphrase, yeah, his little individualized catchphrase.
I missed the catchphrase. I thought he didn't do it. I thought maybe he was workshopping the Caratini with a twist last time when Victor hit a home run, and then maybe it didn't hit. But he did do it again. Okay, well, there you go. That was a big home run last night. Victor Caratini, little insurance. And Josh Hader comes in and closes the door in the ninth inning. 2-0, the final score. The Astros beat the Philadelphia Phillies. Shut out for the second night in a row. Colton Gordon was excellent last night. 5 innings, 4 hits, no walks, no runs, obviously, and 4 strikeouts. They made the point on the broadcast that if there were a little bigger margin, they might have kept Colton Gordon in the game because he only threw 80 pitches, I think, and they might have kept him in for another inning if they had a little bit of cushion. But I thought Joe Espada made a good decision there. Like, hey, it's only a 1-0 game at the time. Let's not have the rookie have to go through a really good batting order for a third time when we've got a pretty decently rested bullpen. Let's bring the bullpen in and we'll use – this is a good spot here to use some of these guys and burn a day of usage on guys like Okert and Sousa and such.
Yeah, Taylor Trammell. So last night is Taylor Trammell Day. Whoever our listener is that takes note of these things, remind us that that Taylor Trammell appeared for the Astros in left field, and they won the game.
1-0 with him in the lineup,
I you know what, though? It is a flashback to January or February when one of the common things people are saying is, what are they doing in the outfield? Because right now, Taylor Trammell is the starting left fielder.
Yeah.
And that was a sign of things not being so hot. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, last night, Taylor Trammell, after a long, mysterious calf injury yet again in a Houston athlete, comes out and doesn't do much except that made a nice play at the wall that Altuve definitely would have mistimed. Because when it comes
to jumping,
Altuve has a proper jump timing eludes Altuve.
That's
right
that's a big sore spot. It's definitely a blind spot for Altuve. And Trammell also ran into the wall hard on one that he didn't get. I'm like, oh, you're finally getting your chance, kid. Don't murder yourself on that left field wall.
He's a lefty. So hey, you're throwing a lefty in the lineup.
Trying
you got some options there.
Shake things up in the lineup a little bit. Colton Gordon was excellent. Here's Joe Espada on the Astros starting pitcher.
Yeah, I thought Gordon was really good. I think he established his fastball early, busted all his righties in with it. He did a really nice job there in the fifth, kind of pitch out of trouble. Gave us 5 strong innings.
Yeah, got a strikeout on Trey Turner to close out the fifth. And Joe Espada said, you know what? Drop the mic, kid. We're taking you out. You can drop the mic right there. 5 shutout innings, and then the bullpen comes in. Here's Espada on the performance of the bullpen.
Anybody out, you have to. In today's game, with a 3-batter rule, you have to get righties and lefties out. And those guys have been really good for us the whole entire year. Brian King pitching out of that jam in the eighth, punching out Baum and Castellanos to finish the inning. That was huge. I rely on those guys. Those guys have been really good, and we're gonna trust them, and I'm gonna continue to give them the ball.
The biggest, if I had to go back, Seth, to February, I mean, you and I were there for a week. You know, we're covering spring training and talked a ton of it while we were down there. I felt like the two biggest concerns for this team going into the season were the bullpen not named Abreu or Hader. And then the outfield was kind of a mess in spring training. Like, oh, my God, who are they going to get to play the outfield? This is before we knew Cam Smith was going to be a right fielder for them and that he was going to be competent playing right field. This is when we thought the outfield was left to right going to be Dubon, Myers, and Chaz McCormick in right field. And the outfield, neither of those things, the bullpen or the outfield, have been a major concern. Not only have they not been a major concern, the bullpen's been a big catalyst for where they are right now. The outfield's just been fine. It's just not been, it's not been a negative. Christian Walker at the plate and Yiner Diaz not being able to hit, and Altuve's defense, wherever he's playing, outfield or second base, have been bigger concerns. Like, Jake Meyers has been fine. Cam Smith has been fine. They've played it a lot. Look, we're talking about your 6 and 7 hole hitters for most of the year, and the two have played really, really high caliber defense. We don't come in every morning worried about the outfield and the bullpen at all. For now, at least, that has not been an issue, either of those.
No,
things.
And I think Brian King last night, because you and I have a conversation probably at least once a day, kind of up along the lines of, all right, can you really genuinely trust this bullpen to be as good as they have?
Yeah.
And it's not like Brian King's numbers on the season are incredible or anything. So the last three games, he's put a bit of a scare into you.
Yeah.
These last three games. And then he had that real bad one against the Rays?
Yes.
A few weeks ago where he let up 5 runs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That so skews your numbers when you're a reliever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
like one bad outing will kill you. Yeah.
Yeah. So in the last three games, he's had hits in every one of them, and he's allowed 2 earned runs.
Yeah.
So it's not catastrophic or anything, but the bases got loaded last night. And Christian Walker fields to load the bases. Christian Walker caught a slow ground ball at first, and there was nobody to throw to.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Maybe go cover first base, Brian King.
I'm going to stick up for Brian King on that play because Walker fielded the ball. There was first and third, and Walker fields the ball and kind of expected the runner from third to come home. So Walker kind of pump fakes towards home. And King, stop, drops, and rolls so he gets out of the way. So he was running to cover first base, but he looks up and sees Walker getting ready to throw home, and now he's just trying to get out of the way.
Yeah.
And so that was just I wanted to blame somebody for that. I wanted to blame Walker because he's not been good this year. I'm like, I just can't blame anybody. It was just a weird play.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, okay, yeah, you're going to look home to freeze the runner and then do what you normally do. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Training camp for the Texans announced yesterday. Training camp dates announced. 7 open practices. Most of it pretty front loaded. The first 6 of them are all in the last week of July and the first week of August. The one that you're going to want to get tickets to is if you have a chance to pick, because tickets become available at 10 a.m. today on Ticketmaster. Season ticket members have had their first crack at it. There's still many, many left. For the general public, they'll be made available on Ticketmaster at 10 a.m. this morning. So give yourself a reminder right now at 9:55 to get to a web browser somewhere to get in line. But August 14th is the one you're going to want to get. That's the joint practice with the Carolina Panthers. The joint practices always have a little bit of extra juice. The other ones are great. The other ones are fun. If you're a Texan fan, it's must go to. But 7 open practices they just announced yesterday. They also announced, Seth, 4 practices over the course of the week of August 4th. They're going back to West Virginia, the Greenbrier, for a week leading up to the first preseason game in Minnesota. So they're going to get out of the summer heat.
Yeah, it's like they're going off to summer camp.
Yes.
They can go whitewater rafting and maybe rent some 4-wheelers or something.
Yeah.
And it'll be a good old time. And then they go immediately from West Virginia to Minnesota to play in that game.
Yep.
So this is a little bit like last year when – I mean, then they had 2 games. They had Chicago and then the Steelers, and they just stayed in Cleveland the week in between.
Yep.
So that made travel sense and everything. It's an extended road trip where they're going to go off to West Virginia, get off in the cool climate. D'Amico likes having – he said last year he really liked having that kind of summer camp type
camaraderie.
Feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody just all closed in, fewer distractions. So they're not making as big a deal out of it as when the Texans went to West Virginia a few years ago.
No. They made a big deal out of it then.
And it was for an extended, that was for
three weeks.
Oh, it was 3 weeks. It was like the whole camp was
Three weeks. I remember that because each show got to go for a week, the morning, the midday, and the afternoon show from here. We all took a week and went. I will be up there in West Virginia for those practices.
So, and I possibly will be. We're waiting to see exactly what happens.
Gotcha, yeah. So Sports Radio 610 will have feet on the ground and eyes on the practices up at West Virginia. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Our boss, go ahead.
Just real quick to close, two joint practices, one with Carolina here, one with Detroit, in Detroit a week later. What were you going to say?
Oh, nothing. We got to go.
Gotcha. Okay. Rocket signed Fred VanVleet, 2 years, $50 million. Jock Landale might be getting waived here to open up some cap space. There's your Rockets news. All right, into the 7 o'clock hour. Hey, speaking of the Texans, major props from a major rival of the Houston Texans through the years. We will have that. We'll have a lot more Texan sound for you as well. Deontay Johnson speaks. Oh, you got to hear this. Former Texan Deontay Johnson. We'll have that for you in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.